Blog Talk Radio.
The flame Come on and worship him. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, Claire Rogers, a.k.a. King's Cadence. The storm is over now. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Please use it. If you have something to share with us, press 1 to get into rotation. I am your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Joining me is none other than my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Paul? How you feeling, man?
You know, through it all, I'm feeling joyful. Tonight,
amen, brother.
We're going to celebrate the life of one of our transitions peers. Despite the pain that we have, missing him already, despite the fear of looking forward to, you know, not hearing him again, we know where he's gone.
Yes, sir.
So this is a night of joy. This is a night of celebration. Randy fought one heck of a fight.
Yes, he did.
And he gained his reward. He came to know the Lord. He loved the Lord. He trusted the Lord. And now it's time for his reward. And if the rest of us are like-minded, we'll see him again. So it's just like a little vacation, you know? He's gone on to a vacation. We got to go meet him at that resort that he's at, you know?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. This is also Youth Poetry Sunday, so we're not going to disregard any children out there. Any of y'all young folks there, we welcome you as well. If you didn't tell your friends about it, we're here for y'all, you know? Come here and get something off your chest. Ask for some advice. Spit a piece. You know, if you're being bullied, come talk to us about it. We're here for
absolutely.
Because, you know, that's our future, you know, man. That's our future.
Indeed, man, indeed. You know, I got little ones of my own, and
yes, sir. And know you are nothing but the belly of the bag. And
I think
you would appreciate for them a platform. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard for the kids to come to their parents and their siblings when they're going through something. You know, so maybe this would be a platform where they might just come and tell us what's going on with them, what their fears are, you know.
Yes, sir.
And this is going to be a very, I believe, a very emotional evening. But before we go there, my brother, would you do me the honors? Would you do us the honor taking us before the throne?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you, King.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you with heavy hearts, Lord God. But, Father God, we lift up the family to you right now, Lord God. And, Father God, may our brother rest in peace, Lord God. We know that he's in good hands with you. We know that he's come to love the Lord, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask that you add a special blessing upon tonight's show, Lord God, as we honor King's Cadence and all of the youth poets who are going to come through and share the mic with us tonight. And Father God, I pray for all of the Epiphany family hosts, all of the other network hosts, everyone that has come into contact with the King's Cadence, and he's touched them in such a way, Lord God. Father God, we want to lift up the Epiphany family to you right now, Lord God, that you continue to cover them, Lord God, continue to bless them mightily, Lord God. And Father God, we want to lift up the children to you right now, Lord God. Father God, there's a war going on for our children, Lord God. But we are standing here in the gap, Lord God, praying when they can't pray for themselves, Lord God, because they know not what to ask for. But, Father God, you know all too well what they see day in and day out, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask you to protect all of our children, Lord God. And Father God, we ask these blessings and these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Yeah, I feel better already. And won't our Father do it?
Yes,
take it
will.
To the throne.
Whew. Randy. I remember when he and Gina had the juke joint going.
The juke joint.
And everybody had to make, yes, and we all had to make up our juke joint names. And I can't remember what his name was. I can't remember Gina's name. You know, I'm getting up in age, so I can't remember much.
He was Heavy Hathaway.
Okay. All right, that's one of them. And somebody's going to fill us in on what Gina was. And I didn't know what to say. I was listening to the program, and then I don't know, I think it might accidentally push one. I got in the queue, and asked me about it. I drew a blank. But I came up, because, you know, it's a juke joint, so you can't be, I couldn't be as sober and somber as I can be at times. And so I came up with Pick 'em Up Paul.
Pick 'em Up Paul.
Pick 'em up, Paul. And Randy said, whoa, this ain't divided. He's talking about Pick 'em Up, Paul, is it? And I said, absolutely, they're one and the same. Because as divine inspiration, my job is to pick 'em up when they fall into the gutters. My job is to pick 'em up when they fall into despair. My job is to
That's
pick
right,
up.
Paul. That's right, Paul.
You
tell him.
And he
tell
said,
him now.
And he loved it. He loved it. And it made me love that name even more. It made me really feel that God gave me that name just to touch Randy the way it did. It really, man, I'm trying to tell you. I can't even put it into words. But, you know, that's why I'm in a juke joint. So besides Pastor Paul, excuse me, let me get it in proper order. Besides Divine Inspiration, besides
right.
Pastor Paul, besides Pastor Slinky. Nope. Before Pastor Slinky, there was Pick 'em Up Paul.
Pick 'em Up Paul.
And but that was such a fun show. And Randy, that brother could write and spit to have you sitting there scratching your head at times.
Yeah.
Have you feeling all warm and fuzzy inside at times. Have you mad as heck sometimes, ready to take on a cause? His
yep.
head had no end, no boundaries. My brother, that is something that we're going to miss. But you know,
for sure.
What he wrote, what he shared with us, we keep it in our hearts and our minds. It's not going nowhere. We all got archives of shows where Randy's been through. You know, we can hear bits and pieces again. Randy went nowhere, really, out of reach. This is all. When we all get to heaven, if you know Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm not going to get started on nothing. Let me find a piece to do. This was a hard piece to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to shut my mouth. And Dan, did you write a piece for us tonight?
I didn't write a piece because I just wanted to share the piece that that King's Cadence took, and he was the first person to take any one of my pieces and set it to music.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would just want to share that piece tonight in honor of him and in remembrance of him. I'm just going to play that piece from the studio.
Fantastic. Mike is yours, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, this piece was written from a place of pain, but when my brother got a hold of it, he turned it into, this masterpiece that you're about to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cocoa Butter, written by me, but produced by King's Cadence.
Cocoa butter. Back in the day, I was told to use cocoa butter this way. You take it and rub it on a scar, and it will heal and blend into your skin. So I bought a jar. I'm in a plastic bottle of Palmer's brand. See, we didn't know about the effects of cocoa butter, and we trusted the words of our parents and grandparents. Today I have a scar that I wish I could just rub on some cocoa butter. The mere thought of a discussion just makes me stutter. See, I don't know about you, but have you ever had your heart ripped out and served to you on a platter? You know, skip the appetizer, get straight to the main course. I said, no, thank you. I like my meat well done, of course, and I'm no cannibal. So no eating my heart like an animal. Where's the cocoa butter so this internal scar can heal? Please, I need some kind of ointment to deal. Grandma, you told me this cocoa butter was amazing. I have the biggest scar of my life and it's not healing. I go to a dark place. I know I have been given grace. The wound just won't go away. It has taken residence and wants to stay. Cocoa butter just needs an enhanced formula. The label on the bottle, it just says for external use only. Well, growing up, I just only knew what I was told. This cocoa butter was like black gold. The darkness that wants to consume me, create this violent behavior repeatedly. I just want a cocoa butter formula that can remove this scar. It's internal, so I need divine intervention before I go on a homicidal vacation. I can't go to a fictitious place like Oz. You ask me why? Because I need something to rub on the scar, the one surgically done by her. I can't function some days because it hurt. Formed from dirt, I was made whole. No scars, maybe a mole. I squeeze just a little more. Cocoa butter smells so good and soothes more. Erasing the blemishes that were cut into my skin, this man-made chemical fused with promises of blending power. Please begin. Blotting out the scar cut so deeply in my heart. As the blood dripped and I looked at my slowly beating and dying heart, I just want to rub some cocoa butter on the man-made scar. I fear cocoa butter can't do anything for the internal scar.
For the internal scar.
For the internal scar.
Not only could the brother spit some poetry, but he got some skills in the backside of things too. That I never heard that with the music. I heard you spit that piece before, man. But yeah, he really did his thing with that. And the two of you melded so well together. And that piece, that's some fire right there.
Wow. Yeah, man. He some of my friends to this day that have heard that piece. That is their favorite piece. That piece.
Yeah.
Not any of my others, but that piece is their favorite piece. So.
I can see why. I mean, well, yeah, I can see why. It's hard to pick a favorite piece of time because, you know, you kind of love them all. But I can see where that one would really be more versatile than some other pieces. Because I can definitely go a lot of different ways.
I
love jazz. So that melody behind that went perfectly with it. Now, was that the cadence you two worked together with that, or did he just take you recording the
He just took the piece. Recording. He told me to send him a recording of that piece, and I did. And he mixed it. You know how he did it, and it came out like that. So,
I know your chest was sticking way out with pride.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because he took it, man, and that's the thing, man. How talented he was. That piece is a pure piece of pain. It's a pure piece of pain, but you wouldn't know it listening to how he blended that
really
all together. You wouldn't know it.
You really would,
you know.
Like you said, that takes talent, and that takes compassion. You have to be able to feel something to really create something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, and it's kind of
he did that.
He also connected with that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Man, this is tough.
I know. Trust me, I know.
But this is one of the moments when we look up and say, or I do. I'll keep it to myself. Father, are you sure your scales aren't a little bit off? He says he'll never give us more than we can bear, but this is a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I have to have a poem for another for a funeral Wednesday. So But you know what? We have to keep our focus on the fact that he don't have to put up with the COVID out here running rampant no more. He don't have to put up with the lies and crime that's affecting every human being one way or another. He doesn't have to put up with none of the negatives that are increasing by exponentially these days. He's at perfect peace. He's beyond all of what we have to go through. In a way, I'm almost jealous. Because he's got a pass from all of the chaos. You know,
yes,
it's me, my humanity, that definitely is going to miss him. And it hurts that he's gone. But God is good. And he's in his ultimate wisdom. He had a backup plan. I have to cling to that. Otherwise, it would be easy to be consumed with grief. It would be easy to be consumed with possibly regret. This is a good time to think about people that we've wronged in the past, or people that may have wronged us, or even people that we think have wronged us, and exercise true forgiveness. Because if we go to glory, without closing that door, it's not a good look. If that person goes to glory and we have it given, there's going to be regret for quite some time behind that. So in the midst of the sadness and the grief that we're bearing right now for Randy, as Randy would like it, let's use this as a way to better ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I always did say, don't let the sun go down, you know, while you still harbor anger in your heart. This is a perfect example of why. Mm-hmm.
Sir.
But it's hard. It's hard because he was such a good brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I keep saying, I'm going to see him again. And when we see him, he'll be up dancing and praising and all of the, I don't want to say handicaps. I don't believe in the word handicaps. But all of the differences that he had to bear with and thrive with. You know,
yes.
He'll be gone. He's going to have that glorified, perfect time. Yeah. We might not even recognize him when we get there.
I know that's right.
To come and introduce himself to us, you know?
I know that's right.
Oh. Beautiful thing. Well, we're not going to hold you long. We're going to get things moving and open some mics and hear what says to people. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to do a piece before we do that. Then we're going to open the mic. And
I was about to say, please,
the
brother,
first
I think
time
you got
have
a piece, brother.
Yes, and for the first time I have an untitled piece. I just didn't know what to call it. And I struggled with it because I didn't want to get too deep with it. Or maybe I just didn't want to pull a Band-Aid off, you know, and reopen some other wounds. It was a hard piece to write. But so So I might have wimped out on it just a wee bit. So I have no title, but this is all I could get out.
No words at a time like this are, words at a time like this are futile at best. We have to pray for God's support and comfort in this. Trust in God and his righteousness. King's Cadence has fought a commendable fight, and in doing so, has anchored himself to the Lord and has now gained his eternal reward. There is no doubt in my mind that he is with the Lord. A blessing above all blessings, because it is the one no man could ever afford. I also know there are no words to ease the pain of his transition. The acceptance is mandatory as we place Randy into the hands of the ultimate physician. So I dare not try to soothe our pain, for in this, we also experience gain. We gain the comfort knowing he is beyond all earthly turmoil and pain. We gain the peace found in calling upon Jesus' name. Gain the anticipation knowing we shall see him again. I encourage each of us to remember what made Randy special to us. And I pray peace and comfort during this time over each and every one of us. And yes, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And peace. Love you,
Randy. Amen. Love you, bro.
And with that, I think we're going to open some mics.
Absolutely.
What say you to that, man?
I agree.
All right. And
open the mics.
Okay, I'm sorry, man.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead and open up the mics. It's time to let them on in. Mm-hmm.
C-double-34 Music is the first one on the mic. My brother, welcome to this second. How fare thee this evening?
I'm going to tell you, didn't fare too well this morning. After getting the news from my sister Dee Dee, a.k.a. Sister Soul, a.k.a. Gina Storm, about my dude, my second favorite poet of all. You know, it's rough.
Yes,
I'm still like, dang. And yet, he's not hurting no more. He's not in pain no more. You know, I'm like Rick James and the Chappelle thing. It's a celebration. That's what I am.
Right. Come on.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So I've already started celebrating him. I put out the mixtape that I did for him, and I'm going to do a remix, a mega mix of a lot of the stuff that he's done the past 2 years and put it all in one. That's my tribute. That's my celebration to him. And I'm going to just ride it out with that.
Amen.
And I'm honored to be the first one on this program tonight celebrating Randy Sinclair Rogers, a.k.a. Bare Soul, a.k.a. King's Cadence, a.k.a. True Karma.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
You know.
Amen.
So, let me ask, I'm going to ask everybody this question so y'all can get ready.
what is one of your most memorable anecdotes or moments or memories?
James Cadence.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, like the first time they put me as a feature on DSR. And I came in with my motto, this is for believers who are playing their position, edify instead of entertain is my mission. And he just went crazy. He just cracked up. He was like, dude, just coming in with the flow already. He ain't even got to the interview questions yet. So I'm like, okay. They made me feel at home. He made me feel at home. And from that point on, when we started collaborating and I putting beats to his stuff, it's crazy. And then, of course, the Sin No More collaboration on your show. That was ridiculous. I still play that to this day. But he was more than just words. He was a person that you could talk to. He was a person that was real.
Yes, sir.
So that's what I get from Randy. And I will always remember that. And I thank God for giving me that opportunity to have that time with him. Even though we never met in person, that's a brother.
Mm-hmm. He really didn't have to meet in person. He was such a vivid and lively character that even through just my dealings with him on the phone or messenger and all of that, it was like we were right there together.
Yes
sir.
Okay, speed up. I know.
Yes, sir.
You brought something for us tonight.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I'm glad you know it. You've got that ESP in going on, you know, anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If anybody wrote something tonight, I know it'd be you.
You better have.
I know that's right. What you got for us?
I've got this piece entitled Praise to the King of Kings.
I like the sound of that already. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, brothers. Central Time, 11:28 a.m. My mind's on the music, putting down the foundation, so my brother, Rebel P. Jones, can flow on and slay the mix. But I see the storm clouds accumulating on Facebook. Wait a minute. Phone rings. A call for one of my favorites, but there's no smile to display as I receive the information. My sister Dee Dee, a.k.a. what I didn't want to hear on this day that made me lose my happiness on the 27th of April. I lost my cadence. Went to my wife asking her for a hug. Tears welling up and I'm crying strong. She asked me what's wrong and what's going on. I want to put this under the rug. The point one of my brothers is calling. I walk outside with my mind in a fog on this sunny day in the park. Started talking to God, first DMX, then Black Rob, Mums, and Shock. And let's not forget all the young ones these past week, shot by cops, and now poet, son, brother, and father, who in one point said he just a nobody. I told them to stop it. What can I say about Randy Sinclair Rogers? To collaborate on Sin No More, brother, it was an honor. Being a part of your true karma. No one can rob you of your DSR role. they can do some research and still feel awkward where they're looking, monkeys. I called you back in March saying, where are you at? The whole family wants you.
Did we lose him? CW, you there?
Oh, I'm steady talking, and I'm muted.
Did we lose him?
Yes, we did.
Oh, man.
Wow. A lot of talk, don't start this. Satan, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You will not come through here and interrupt. You will not come through here and have your way. See, Dub, please call back in.
Yeah, we need him to definitely call back in.
Yes. We're going to move on. And when he calls back in, we got to get him to start from the beginning of that piece.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Let's see if he's back. He's back. Rotten. He's back.
Oh. Awesome.
There he is.
Man. See. Devil trying to get in. You can't get in like this, bro.
Okay. The enemy hates to see his ideas being stepped upon. He thought we was going to be sad and downhearted, but we got
no.
No, we're celebrating.
I don't want to be like Peter cussing, man. No, we ain't doing that. This is the inspiration factor. Okay. I'm ready.
So, my brother, would you start that from the beginning? Us.
Yes, I can.
Please.
All right. It's called Praise to the King of Kings. Central Time, 11:28 a.m. My mind's on the music, putting down a foundation so my brother Rebel P. Jones can flow on and slay the mix. But I see the storm clouds accumulating on Facebook. Wait a minute. Phone rings, a call from one of my favorites, but there's no smile to display as I receive the information. My sister Dee Dee, a.k.a. Gina, told me what I didn't want to hear on this day that made me lose my happiness on the 25th of April. I lost my cadence. Went to my wife asking her for a hug, tears welling up and I'm trying to be strong. She asked me what's wrong and what's going on. I want to put this under the rug, the point one of my brothers is gone. I walked outside with my mind in a fog on this sunny day in the park, started talking to God. First DMX, then Black Rob, Mums and Shock. And let's not forget all the young ones these past weeks shot by cops. And now a poet's son, brother and father, who in a poem said he's just a nobody, I told him to stop it. What can I say about Randy Sinclair Rogers? To collaborate on Sin No More, brother? It was an honor being a part of your true karma. No one can rob you of your DSR role. They can do some research and still feel awkward with their looking donkeys. I called you back in March saying, where you at? The whole family wants you. I'm checking to see if you're all right. And I'm here. If you want to talk, cool. You're a published author representing the hoods of Washington, D.C., and we've seen the sequence of how you bleed the ink. We gon' miss you as I erase the creases in my Kleenex tissues. I'm not saying you got wings and cane spade. Get out, my chicken. The people I know who've graced your presence have came away uplifted. And if you're wrestling past demons in your moments, just know by God's grace and mercy, you're forgiven because you said you need him. Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation. We'll miss you and love you, Randy Sinclair Rogers. Thanks for bearing your soul, forever known as King's Cadence. Rest in your peace. And I pray you, I praise you, Abba Father, for he doesn't have to hurt and cry no more, for no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Why? Because you've got them. That's finished.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love the way that you incorporated so many other people whose lives he's touched or whose lives have crossed his path this season. And that's just a drop in the bucket of the people that he's inspired. He's touched.
Yes, sir.
But I do think Kane Spade gonna come at you talking about him and his addiction to chicken. We all know.
You saw where I was.
We all know.
but my chicken.
I like the way you put that personal touch to it for each person. You know what I mean? Very well written. Very, very well written piece.
He deserves it.
I think
it.
Randy loves it too. Yes, he does. Man, what you think Kane's going to say about this?
Man, I know he's loving it, man. And he's smiling because right now he's laughing at the part where you said, he said he's just a nobody. You told him don't talk like that. I can see that smile on his face now. I appreciate that, brother. That was a dope piece, man. Dope piece, man.
Man, thank you. You. Remember him. I'm gonna miss him, and I'm thankful. He's part of my life's music soundtrack.
There you go. That's a beautiful thing. With some of this modern technology, we can keep a part of it, which is a reminder, something to spark memories within our minds and within our hearts. Beautiful thing.
Indeed.
Well, I'm going to sit around here at this job and listen to this show keep rolling on because I'm not getting off this. I'm not getting off listening from this. I'm listening to the whole thing. That's how that's going.
God bless you, brother. We appreciate you, taking a moment from your J-O-B come through.
Yeah.
Share that with us.
Yeah, got to. One
thank
love, one mic. Love y'all both. I'm out.
Love you too, brother. Peace out.
God bless you, brother. Like C-34 Music. That brother's got a prolific pen. Wow. That was an awesome piece.
It was. It really was, man. It really was.
It's going to be a difficult night. This is going to be a bittersweet night. That's what I should be saying. Bittersweet. And with the bittersweet comment, I'm going to bring on somebody who can be bittersweet. Hey, Danya, want to take a ride with me?
No, never again in life. Not in this lifetime, honey. We got to do a cycle of another lifetime because it ain't going to happen. You don't have me caught. I'm trying to tell you.
My brother took 20-plus years before he ever rode with me again. But anyway.
I believe you. How you doing, Paul? Hey, Van. I believe you. I'm trying to tell y'all, please believe me when I tell you this man drives like a bat out of hell. I'm trying to tell you. Don't do it. Don't ride with him.
That's only way it was because I was late. If you want to tell it, tell it all.
Yeah.
Coming back was entirely different ride, was it not?
It doesn't matter. The damage was done. It was done. I'm trying to tell you, in all my years, okay, y'all know my face is unchanged. It cannot be changed. I have never called on Jesus as much as I did in that ride with you. Okay. In my life. Okay. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't never sent so many prayers up in my life, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, just let us get past this truck. Please let us just get off the expressway. Please, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, please. I'm trying to tell you the whole time. I didn't even want to look up. I didn't. Pharrell was in the back looking in his phone the whole time. He just heard me.
Okay. Yeah. We ain't here to talk about me.
We're going to change this here.
Quick. You started it, right?
Leave me alone. But look, in my defense, it couldn't have been that bad because she's here tonight to talk.
Oh, no, I've covered, honey. But, I put a white light around the whole car. I'm trying to tell you, I was not playing. As soon as you pulled off and got to the end of my
block. Did you say hello to Van?
Did you say hello to Van? She did, Paul. I did.
You're no help at all.
Because Van know I'm speaking the truth. He know I ain't lying. He know I ain't lying. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Hey, buddy.
You
how you doing?
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't you
how
buddy
you doing,
me
buddy?
Now.
Okay.
Don't you fight me now. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's all good, though. It's all good. We're okay.
Yeah. And we had a great night. So
we had an awesome night.
I have a question to ask you. Yeah, thank
you.
I got a question to ask you that I'm asking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a memory, anecdote that stuck out with you about King's Cage.
Whew, now you get me emotional again. You know, he was such a beautiful soul. His words, when we would talk, his words were always very kind and encouraging to me. And I respected his opinion and his critique of my work. And after every conversation, he'd always say, "I'm here if you need me." And there were two things that he said to me that stuck with me. One was, always enjoy your writing. And at first I didn't get that. But then I thought about it and I realized what he was saying. And then the other thing he said to me, it was some of the sweetest words I ever heard. And he said, "Your voice is a breath that love needs to survive." And that just, all right, y'all, let me calm down a little bit. You know, it's so rare that we encounter a spirit such as his. You know, that man didn't harbor no anger, no hate, no grudges, no nothing. You know, he realized what it was, and that was it. And that's pretty much it as far as, this got me emotional here. I've been like this all day long. I couldn't give you the piece that I was writing about him because, like I always said, it's hard to write when your tears are hitting the paper before your pen does. So I'm not finished that piece, but I did write something, something I rushed through. I don't know what it is about this show. I can't write nothing until we, like, write up on it, and it's getting ready to start. I don't know what it is. I'm good all day.
And the ink is just dripping
wet. Yeah, it is. It is. Yep. But, he truly will be missed. Okay.
No, well, first, here's an air hug. I know how you feel. I didn't know him long,
mm-hmm.
but I knew him well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we really connected. And because, like you said, he's such a giving, caring soul.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but this. Love them from the gate, you know.
Right, exactly.
We need more people like that. We need more people with his qualities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. So, what is it that you brought for us that's dripping wet with ink?
All right. I call it Homeward Bound.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you. All right. I know that a lot of y'all may disagree with me, and a lot of y'all don't understand. We don't start down here. Believe it or not, we all have a family up here in the realm of perfect love. And when our souls are in the heavenly realm, they get to choose a vessel to occupy down here for an experience. Some are here to teach, some are here to learn, and some to observe. But everybody has a purpose. And most of us don't know our purpose, and very little of us do. But when it's fulfilled, we go home. Not to the shelter acquired in this earthly realm, but to our real home, back to our heavenly family. See, down here we call it losing somebody, but in actuality, we've gained another angelic watcher, another one to watch over us. And we don't understand why they leave the way they do, but I understand that it is an essential part of life. See, without death, there would be no room for the ongoing process and the continuation of life, and nothing else would be learned. I know it's a harsh reality, and tears are meant to be shed. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that no matter what lesson we are here to learn, we will experience it. We are homeward bound, and to love we shall return. And I say peace.
Dan. Dan. Do you believe, just wrote that just right now.
I do not.
That we just, I thank you, neither do I. You know, I think that was, for me, one of the best pieces you've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
I just felt it. I think that's all I can say. I really felt that piece. I felt the emotion. I felt the energy that tends that piece.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know Randy's sitting up there cheesing right now. Yeah, that'd be for me. That'd be for me.
Yeah. I told him then after you let us know that he had passed, I told him, I said, well, you up there now. You got your turn to keep an eye on us. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, this is a celebration, y'all. Come on.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, we're celebrating.
But you know,
you know, if you know Randy like we know him, he'd be like, I don't need y'all to do that for me. I don't want y'all to do that for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the word.
He, you know, the things that he has overcome and endured with grace, with humility.
Yeah.
With a strength that I don't know I could muster. And, you know, I'm honored to have shared a season of life with him.
Mm-hmm. You know,
God places people in our lives for seasons for his reasons. And I'm just humbled that God loves me enough.
Mm-hmm.
Bless me with a season with King's Cadence, you know.
So I must not be as bad as I sometimes think I am. I must not have done as bad of things as sometimes I think I did.
God
loved
all
enough. He thought enough of all.
Oh, yeah.
To bless us for the season with King's Kingdom. So,
oh,
yeah, we are hype, you know?
Oh, yeah.
As a collective, we're all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be all right, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Of that I have no doubt. Of that I have no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For real.
Beautiful.
You know what? He say I need to stop saying that so much. But we are. We're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And we already know that Randy's all right.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah. So it's a good night. It's a good night. Beautiful thing to be able to pay tribute to someone that we care for, you know. And here I go again. And in this, I think there's a lesson that we need to, in addition to what I said earlier, we need to give each other our flowers while we're yet here to appreciate it. Because what's been said so far this evening, I know Randy would have reveled in it. He would have loved to have heard that. He would have been humbled by that. Let's try to do that to each other now while we're here to hear it. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
I'm adamant about this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. It's funny how, you know, painters don't become famous until they die. So they don't hear all the accolades that come behind these masterpieces that they've painted.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, poets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear the real true feel of what people feel about them or what their listeners feel about them or think about them because of something that they've done until after they passed.
Mm-hmm.
Loved ones and family members don't hear a lot of that until after they passed. And that's kind of, you know, I know that that's that hindsight is 2020 type thing, but we can step it up a notch. We need to start focusing on letting those people that have touched us, that have affected us, know how we feel while they can hear.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yes, sir.
It might encourage them and bless their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And see, look, Randy's still leaving his uniqueness here.
Yeah, he's always going to be here. He's always going to be here.
He's always going to be
always.
Here. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Very, very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. We, you know, that was one of the purposes of Jesus being sent here. You know, catalyst for our love, for ourselves and one another. And people need to start realizing that. They really, really do. They don't. A lot of them don't even get it. They don't even understand. You know.
Yeah.
It's the reason we're supposed to love one another. Get rid of all this anger and hate and all this stuff that we harbor inside. This is what makes us sick. This is the reason why we get sick. Because we weren't designed to hold on to this stuff. It was not supposed to be this way. You know, so, you know, one of these days we'll come to terms with it. We'll realize it. Hopefully sooner than later.
We can only pray for that. You know, that just reminded me of that scripture, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember it exactly, but it's something along the lines of, how can you claim to love me when you can't see and claim to, and not love your brother that you do see, you know?
That's right.
You know, so, I mean, part of our love of God and our showing our love of God is showing love to ourselves, to one another.
There you go. That's it. That's what I always say.
And that means telling our friends, I love you every now and then.
Right.
Look, really give some kudos. Tell somebody to just cuss at you and don't like you. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I still love you. I'm not mad at you right now, but I still love you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do that. You got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? People use that term so loosely. It's an empty sentiment when they say it to you because a lot of people don't mean it. You know, they're using it to just get away from the issue at hand. But I don't tell y'all that. I don't use that term. I don't say it unless I actually mean it. Okay? So when I tell y'all I love you, you better understand that. Stop being so mean to one another. Get rid of this craziness. Seriously. Man, I'm like a flower child. Peace and love, for real. Love and light. Everybody. Wake up.
Did you used to wear a tie-dye when you were a hippie?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, man. I had my hair in all different colors. Yep. All this stuff. I wore a slouch socks and everything. Yep. Yes, yes. Always been open-hearted like that. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it wasn't always appreciated or respected, but I've always been that way. So, I have my faith.
Some of the best things around creation are not appreciated.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm still a hippie at heart. Always. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at what they got out here today. I'll take hippies any day.
Let me tell you something. It's nothing hidden in that realm. It really is about peace and love. And some people are scared of it. They're like weirdo. No, love is not weird. Mm-hmm. You just don't understand it. You're not open to accept it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Or I think sometimes far too often, sadly now is. They've never experienced it, so they don't know what love is.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's something, sadly enough, that's something that should be taught and felt and experienced from a childhood growing up. But sadly enough, there's so many that don't have that, and they're rearing and so on and so forth in their experiences. So, you know,
All right, Paul, listen, I cannot be selfish and take up all the time like this. You do this every time I get on here. You get into this long drive. You have redeemed yourself. I'm not riding with you anymore, but you have redeemed yourself. So
I'm going to come pick up Terrell. I'm going to come pick up Adrian, and I'm going to give you a buff pass.
I'll be the buzz. Ain't no problem with it.
I'm not doing Uber. Uber's too much. All right, you have to do the stuff. I'll pick you up from the train station. No, then you stop. Well, Danielle, love you, girl.
I love you too.
I appreciate you coming through, you know, sharing some of Randy with us. Because he's touched
thank
us all in different ways.
Him.
So this is awesome, just, you know, creating a fuller picture of him. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
And we're going to send you to the Praise Lounge. Bring on the next caller. And I hope you hang out with him.
I'm here.
Awesome.
I'm here.
Okay. All right, baby girl.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, Danielle.
Let me keep things going. Next on the mic, we have another gentleman. A gentleman that is no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. Hello. What's good with you, my brother?
How you doing, Brother Paul?
Hey, what's going on, Brother O?
How's good, Brother? How you feeling?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
That's a loaded question,
man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I heard about what Kid is deaf, and I just wanted to say that it's a wordplay phenomenon. He was one of my real-life inspirations, and he's truly going to be missed by all of us.
Yes, sir. sir.
Especially a prayer for his family, and especially Sister Gina Storm. And one of my favorite moments was always hearing Gina Storm and King's Cadence and their collaboration. That was one of the best moments, moments I've ever witnessed on, ever heard on the Porchy radio shows. Them doing together, that was magic.
Mm-hmm.
When definitely gonna miss that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes, Storm's Cadence.
Oh yeah.
On. But the good thing is, we were blessed to experience them.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. That's why it's important to cherish those moments before they become memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and get to this poem. This is one of my personal favorites. It's called Be Strong and Courageous in the Midst of Your Storms.
Oh, run that by me one more time, please.
Be strong and courageous in the midst of your storms.
Okay. Mike, it's yours.
This poem is dedicated to King's Cadence. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. You know, my dear brothers and sisters in the Porchy community, we've been going through some storms recently. It seems like if there ain't one thing, it's another going on. God, we just need these storms to calm down and be over with. Yesterday, we lost a great brother by the name of Brother Randy Sinclair Rogers, also known as King's Cadence. So I'm trying not to cry. People say I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing and smiling right now, but deep inside, I'm blue. So take a good look in my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. I'm standing upon the living word of God. Let me see. Wait a minute. Don't feel like getting up in the morning to endure the storm. Because most of us, when we heard the news, were physically and emotionally drained. It seems like the rain keeps on pouring down. It shows no signs of stopping. It's hard for me to concentrate on my writing and keep my mind off the fire during this very difficult time. We want to be by ourselves because our emotions are running high in our minds between happiness and sadness. Managing the best we can while enduring this great storm. We need to be strong and courageous during this time. Brothers and sisters, we're going to make it one day at a time because I know for myself that God's going to pull us all through this and bring us out of this storm. Stand upon the living word of God, trusting in the Lord and leaning not on our own understanding of things. We have to encourage ourselves and smile in the midst of this storm. We have to motivate ourselves and see the rainbows and sunshine at the end of the storm. I know for myself that things will turn around for the better for all of us. So we have to endure this test of faith as true soldiers. We're still going strong in the midst of our storms, staying up on the path to greatness, for the race is not given to the strong and swift. It is given to those who endure the test, trials, and tribulations that life throws at us. And we're to get together, we are determined to finish the course. While we're going through this storm and losing our dear brother, King's Cadence, counting all joy, and thanking God for another day to be alive and breathing, and for what we have left, Now, it seems like we're going through hell right now, brothers and sisters. But at the end of the day, like true champions, we are still standing. Remember what Rocky told his son, Rocky Balboa. It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get it and keep moving forward. It's about how much you can take and keep moving forward. Remember what my pastor taught me about handling the storms of life. God is no respecter of persons. He raises the just as well as the unjust. And every right, brothers and sisters, some rain must fall. We will have some storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis to occur in our lives in spite of it all. Tough times don't last always. Tough people do. My dear brothers and sisters, I know that many of us are going through the storm right now. It may not feel like that God was not on our side while we're going through this thing. Or some of us get discouraged and depressed to the point that we can't see our way through the storm. We all experience the death of a dear friend. Either you battle an affliction or an illness like he did, or during any situation that is beyond our control. I, Brother O, the Living Miracle Professor, Porch, encourage all of you who are listening right now to turn to the book of Joshua. Read chapter 1 and verse 9. My sons and daughters, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, and do not be terrified, and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will always be on your side wherever you go. I said peace.
That's a powerful scripture you have included in that as well.
Yes, sir.
And he saw courageous in the midst of the storm. That's something to really live up to. It really speaks of a strong character. A character, I think, that's supported, structured by God. And it's always a beautiful piece, and it's a powerful piece, Brother.
Yes, sir,
Brother. Definitely a powerful piece, man. I know Cadence is enjoying that.
Oh yeah, he would have loved that piece.
Yes, sir.
And I just did it because I was the perfect poem for this situation. I know our sister Gina Storm needs prayer like all of us do, especially her, because that was not only her partner, that was a love of life, and it feels like we lost a brother, y'all. Well, you have to understand that we all must meet that same destination. It was just God called him home. It was his time to go. Of course, we'll miss our brother, but we will remember all the unique memories we had with him.
Indeed.
So cherish those memories. And just remember, you're gonna get through this. You just have to take the grieving process one day at a time.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Awesome poem as well as good advice.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing in this tribute and this honoring of King's Cadence. We definitely appreciate you. We want to keep things moving. We got a lot of people online, I see, on the mic. That attests to the impact that this brother has made. So we're going to keep things moving right along so we get everyone
will have an opportunity to share in this. God bless you, my brother, and thank you so much once again for coming through.
You're welcome.
God bless you, brother.
What's the problem, man?
Next on the mic, we have part of what we were talking about earlier. We have the other portion of Storm's Cadence. Gina Storm, welcome, Queen. How are you?
Hey, Gina.
Now, let me rephrase that question. I don't want to ask how are you. Just welcome.
I'm happy to be here. This is a necessity. Some people
I'm glad
have
we're
been
all
out
here together.
Me, it's a necessity. I like to celebrate people's lives rather than to mourn their passing. So, for me, this is amazing. The energy and the poetry has been great. Poetic was right when he said Randy would be laughing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, the same thing that Danielle said is true. He would be like, don't do this for me. I don't want this.
Right. I don't want this.
About that. No, don't do that. Why are you doing this again?
He's like, well, what's this for? What's this?
Yeah,
ain't
yeah.
There somebody else out there y'all could be celebrating?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shenanigans. But yeah. So my mom was saying that how she was, his sense of humor to her was amazing because he was so funny. His was so amazing. And he would say things that she was and then later laugh and be like, oh, okay, so I know what he meant when he said. I was like, wow, Mom, for real? That was the late. But, yeah, see, he was like, don't do it like that. And he was like, that's Mom's. And I was like, exactly. But I don't even think that people understand the depth of what it's like to be a freestyle artist who has someone who is an amazing poet who believes that you put these two together, it'd be like a Reese's cup. Let's see. And I was like, what do you even mean? He was like, I'm going to write a piece and you're going to freestyle to it, like, after you hear it. Oh, I could probably do that, is what I was thinking, but didn't say. I'll give it a shot, is what I told him. And then we did, and then it became a thing. And I know people who, if he was on the mic without me, they would ask where I was or how I was. And if I was on the mic without him, you know, vice versa. So it was a thing for a very long time. And to know that it's no longer, I mean, I think it's probably the worst part of all of it. I've been listening to his voice all day on voice messages, on video chats that were saved, on just every chance I get, because there were lots of people I lost before this was a possibility. And was it you, Paul, who said, due to technology, you know, people live on. The internet is amazing. Archives are to be treasured. Mixtapes, thank you, Dexter. If it wasn't for some of those mixtapes, like, honestly, man, the thing that you were saying about Brandy making that cocoa butter into a track, I didn't even know he could do that. And so he's like, oh, I got one for you. Hold on. And the name of the piece was titled Shine. And I read the piece, and he recorded it. And then he made a beat. And I don't know what you do, loop it around, wrap it around, merge it, however it works. He did that and played it back for me, like, I don't know, 10 minutes later maybe. I was like, what? Who does
wow.
that? He was like, I do that. Wow, I see now. So it became a thing. And it was one of those things, like, I couldn't just visit and be with him. We had work to do. So I'm for that work and those memories. And that poetry that came to life with music before we even met Clarence Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. C-34 Music, a.k.a. my big brother Dexter, because I'm Dee Dee. But when people are friends with a couple, they're not, you know, Randy's friend or Regina's friend. They're not King Caden's friend or Gina Storm's friend. They're our friends. This is our community that we collab together for, like I said, a very long time in a way that I felt was priceless. I could never do that again and be okay with that, because that was enough. I don't know about additional memory, but everything that's been shared is beautiful. Every piece that I heard put a lump in my throat. I'm going to push past it. I wanted to say this about Randy, because there was a time when I forgot we had names. Because I was baby and he was babe. We just stopped calling each other our names. The last time I talked to him, he was on a video chat and I was reading his lips and responding well so he could hear me, and he would laugh or react in some way so I would know that he got it. And it was hilarious to me. But sometimes when you're in a love relationship and it's in the public eye, you're in a fishbowl. People are watching to see what's going to happen next. But I think that a lot of people saw us as a pause and not an ending. And I felt that way, and I'm sure he agreed. And this wonderful thing about the poetry that was created is it still exists, and it will live on forever. So I'll just be
Storm, who will always love Cadence.
That's it.
Definitely. Wow. Definitely. That's enough. It's an awesome tribute.
It was a beautiful thing. It was one of the best things that happened to me. I feel like I'm a better person for having known him. Yeah.
Don't you kind of wish that when your time comes that you would be thought of in a similar light? You know, I know when I go, I want people to think that I, you know, I made a mark. I made a difference. Randy definitely did.
That's
he was successful at that.
This is a tremendous loss. I cannot internalize this. This is not my loss. This is our loss. I know a lot of people, they think of me, and I get that and appreciate it and love it and receive it, but know that it's selfish to love a person that's loved by everyone. You have to share them. And everybody that I know knew him has a beautiful story to share that includes him, and that in and of itself is a legacy. But that poetry and the way that his mind worked and how he could just create a beat. I would tell people this all the time. I forgot he was a rapper before he was a poet. So that's where the cadence comes from. And I would be thinking, do you hear a beat in your head? He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, oh, that being my side. When I would freestyle and try to find a cadence that worked for me. And he would be like, you're trying too hard. And I'm thinking, you do that naturally. Like, this is what I do, and that's what you do. So we just going to do what we do, and we're going to do it together. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it worked well.
I'm just going to say this because I won't be able to say it again after now. He's King's Cadence, and I'm Gina Storm. Together, we're Storm's Cadence. And that's for peace.
It is a loss to not be able to hear that again. But like I said earlier, it's also a blessing to have been able to have heard it. Those that never heard that, some people think that you can't miss it if you never had. But it's going to be hard not hearing that again. I thoroughly enjoyed them. But I was blessed to have been able to hear it, witness it, and share with it. So. Another way that Randy will be eternal.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
One love.
Thank you. I love you.
One love, one mic.
God bless you.
God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm, the other half of Storm's Cage. And now we got to pay some bills. My brother.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon to the
Epiphany Radio.
And with that being taken care of, next on the mic is, wow. Pretty much nobody on here is a stranger to the Inspiration Factory. But next we have Mama Oladesu. Hello, my mama. How are you?
Hey, mama.
Well, thank you. Doing well. Let me turn the Bluetooth off. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can. And I'm sure you.
Because I've been listening, so I'm just kind of full. Yeah. So happy to hear all the love and the.
Yeah. Well, we need you to add one of your experiences to the love that's been shared this evening.
Well, what I do, I just kind of like go back into the memory, because I feel like if we're on each other's pages and we interact constantly, that we should have something in the memory bank to look at. So that's what I usually do. I go, when somebody leaves here, I go to their messages and see what we were talking about, see what the last interactions that we had together. So the last interaction that we had, basically, that I remember that made me cry, was he asked me for a piece of jewelry. Well, I didn't know if I had anything that I could make to fit him, and I definitely didn't want to make one of those little stretchy bracelets on the little stretchy cord. So I got some wires and put together, I found some antique African beads that had been made by clay and different stuff like that, some that I was kind of saving, preserving. And I added them to some copper, and I just kind of prayed over it and said, you know, I got to make him something, because the way he came at me was like, I said, well, I can get my friend to wrap something for you. We can fix up something for you. He's like, no, mama, I want it made by your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did I make him the bracelet, but I've never even made one like that before. I also made him a necklace. And in my Cash App, and he had sent me $10. And when I saw that $10 in there, I lost it. Here he was, laying up there sick, knowing I would have did it for him anyway. I was sending out free stuff during that time anyway. And his $10, it just meant so much to him. He wanted something that I had made. And then it got lost in the mail, and then we kept tracking it, and it was just crazy. And it's just in that little time, not only just that, but he had written a poem about the hanging, about the hanging, what they used to call picnics. And I was explaining to him what the word picnic came from. And so this is what I see him say. He said, Mama, your voice was so strong in this. So I don't know if I added it or if he sent this to me or if I added something in there, but I'm just going to read what was in the feed. They gather around for the picnic or the barbecue near the old oak tree. Silent was the town crier. The invitation was on a circulating flyer. Live hanging, bonfire and celebration, jigs, dancing and singing, guitar playing, dark meat dangling. Gleeful noise from good old boys, Cap Town boys are coming out tonight. They'll celebrate from noon until they see the light of the silvery moon. They are roasting a pig and feeding the gators. They swing their partners to the music, yet way off in the distance, they ignore the background noise. They hear, but they laugh at the sorrowful strings. They hear them, but they laugh at the sorrowful strings. They gather around for a pick-a-nick. So their own children could see and be seasoned to hate properly, to enjoy watching another human swing by his throat. They grill, shout, and gloat, serve hot dogs and potato salad as he goes up in smoke. The onlookers continue to gawk, now asked to leave for a nature walk. Until the next time that they gather around picnic or a barbecue near the old oak tree. That's your piece.
Wow.
I remember hearing that before. And it's a hard piece. It's well written and it's a visual piece. It's a hard piece.
Yeah. So you know, his response was he just really. I think basically, I just wish that he could have left here and just saw some change. Because this piece, if you think about it, the new. Hanging the new pick and neck was the knee on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah. We just haven't got. It's just really touching. I loved him. He loved me. He shared a lot of things with me, a lot of pain and a lot of love. And I remember one time we were looking for Gina, and Gina was sick, and we couldn't find her. Neither one of us. We were both going crazy. So I got interactions with that too. But I'm not going to read it. I'll send it to Gina and let her see it. We were both like, where's Dina? We were both like just hysterical because, I mean, not hysterical. What's the other word? I can't even think right now. It gets us hysterical. We can be hysterical with craziness trying to find Dina. She was sick that day, and we didn't know what had happened, and nobody had heard from her. I got all that interaction. So just make sure you interact with your friends in the notes because those are the most precious times that you have that little time together to share your most intimate thoughts. I thank you all for being here, Paul. You know I love you. Poet Meadows, you know I love you. It's,
I love you too, Mama.
Yes, you know that. So nothing more to be said. Just keep loving each other. Try to be respectful. There's so many disrespectful people to their elders. Try to be respectful. That's, you know, that's all we can do sometimes. And learn to apologize. That's my message. I'll see you later.
All right. Talk to you later, Mama. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Good advice.
Indeed.
Poem, though, is very thought-provoking. Ladies and gentlemen, next on the mic is none other than the CEO of it. For real, the poet.
Hey.
Awesome, Larry Maddox.
Hey.
What's going on, my brother?
What's good,
my brother?
What's up, my family? What's up, my family? What's up, brothers?
Yeah. I'm doing what we do.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Tough night. Wow. Are you home tonight, or are you calling in from the room, Cloud?
I'm home, my brothers. I'm home, sitting here.
Home.
Yes, I was off this this my weekend off. I'm just sitting here meditating, listening to family, you know, spill their pieces, you know, give up their hearts and things in honor of our brother Randy. You know, I'm sitting back and just chilling, man, reflecting upon a lot of things that were covered by several people. I'm much like Mama Oladeji. I was up in my box, you know, going over old conversations, you know, where he sent me, where Randy sent me pieces, you know, he wanted me to read and things like that. Talking music, you know, we had that in common, making music together and things of that nature, and just having all out really deep conversations. It was a very, 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 you know, I wanted to say he was a very kind person, but it's another word I was looking for. He had a real soft heart. You know, my first encounter with Randy was when I lost my son. Okay. I didn't know who Randy was. I didn't. He introduced himself to me. I guess he had heard me on the radio, another network show, discussing it, you know. But he came into my inbox. He said, "You don't know me," but then he began to offer me condolences and things of that nature, and it felt really heartfelt. I don't know who this guy is, but what I felt, the vibration from him, was very sincere, and he communicated with me for a long while, not just that night, but, you know, continuous, you know. He always called in and made sure I was okay. And I thought, I said to myself, this is really dope, you know, and I really needed that during that time. You know, you all know it was rough. It was rough, and a lot of people were there for me, but like I said, I didn't know Randy, but I got to know Randy. You know, he had the softest heart, big bear, big teddy bear with the softest heart, you know, besides being a phenomenal writer, poet, spitter, you know, all those things, you know, and nobody really knows or knew how sick the brother was. Nobody really knew his condition, but he was always offering his hand, his help, encouraging words and things like that, man. So, you know, I have very fond memories of the brother, you know. I really do. I enjoyed listening to him spit. He had a way of spitting, you know, that was just different, and it was so rhythmatic, you know. But to know him from the backside of things,
just honored and glad to have shared those moments with him, you know, as well as many other moments, you know. I have so many fond memories, man, that I'm smiling because I know that he's in a better place. I know.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, hearing everybody share their experiences with Randy, some of their experiences with Randy, just really confirms just how good a person he is. Because it's like we're all on the same page with this, you know?
Right.
Yeah. He's just a good dude.
That he was.
Yeah. Deep in his simplicity. And we got to share some of that with him. Thank God. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Even in the midst of grief. You still see his glory, his goodness. So, my brother, Larry, now that you survived my driving and you don't have to look down into your lap anymore.
Yes.
You have a piece you want to share with us tonight.
You shouldn't have brought that up. That my nerves was okay, but now you got my...
I'm not going to go into it.
Where my son passed, and I called in the Wolf Hours, and I did a piece. I think it was the same night of my son's passing, and I want to do that piece because Randy really liked that piece. I know that he told me too often.
I never thought I would
do it, be doing it for him, but I'm gonna do it for him and honor him and all those loved ones. Dedicated to everybody that lost those sweet loved ones.
What was the title of this for?
Heaven.
My Heaven. Goodness, okay.
Thank you. Struggles, there are plenty. Problems, there are many. I've been this dusty shard of coal God's been mining. I hope that I'm a diamond when he's finished. I've taken that bait by those fishers of men, men who know trials and tribulations, real trials and tribulations, sickness and famine, men and women lost but found by him, men who've been there in those dark places and sin, in those dark places sinning, in those dark places where sin is a sin is a sin, those places, those that have been there, not just preaching about places they never been, pain they never felt, hurt they ain't really feel, for real, they ain't them, they real gems, Paul, Van, and Chantel.
They real fishes of men.
And I just want to see heaven, reach heaven, with a halo dressed in all white, wear a halo dressed in all white linen, untainted, unblemished by the stains of coal. Lord, I just want to see heaven. Lord, I want to be a diamond when you're finished, praying for a view, just a glimpse, a peek, an up-close visual in 3D. I just want to see heaven. Run through heavenly streams of organic hollow waters, splashing as the angels sing, purified. We've all got our socks off, spreading our wings, splishing and splashing in deep pools. Heavenly waters with the Most High walking on it. We don't sink. We be on this rise. See, we rise. We believe faithfully in the Son of God, blindly, Now we touch the sky, we fly free, free, free. No hurt, no pain, misery is a fairy tale told by human things, earthlings. But up in heaven, we be spiritual beings, devoid of all the world's trappings, all those landmines we've been stepping in, prayers we've been praying. Father, hallowed be thy name in earth as it is in heaven. To sit at the throne next to those who were all here from the beginning, from Genesis all the way to the New Testament, all divinely inspired and written. There's a new book that sits with the Most High, and I hope that my name is in it. I want to see Buki, my father, my son, Raw. I want to see Uncle Tommy. I want to see Grandma. I want to see Papa G and Sidonie, Mama O's darling daughter. I want to see this King's Cadence. Randy Rogers, he told me to call him Randy Rawlings. My brother, the mic is yours. Up in heaven. Up in heaven. I want to reach heaven. Wear that halo dressed in all white linen, untainted, unblemished by the stains of that cold that I once was. Lord, I want to be a diamond when you're finished. Strong as onyx and just as brilliant when you're finished. Praying for a view, just a glimpse, a peek, and up close visual in 3D. I just want to see heaven. I just want to see. I just want to see. I just want to peek. Heaven. There's a place I want to be. A place I want to see. A place where I can reunite with all my loved ones, yes, my whole family. A place of peace right across from a place called harmony, a little ways away from a place called peace and tranquility, a place where the Lord's light will always shine, where the light will always shine from thee, feeding me, constantly receiving thee, fully and freely engulfed in your majesty. Lord, I pray this for my whole family, this epiphany. Yes, to finally arrive, to finally see with open eyes to bestow upon thee. I just want to see heaven. Struggles there are plenty. Problems there are many. I've been this dusty shard of coal God's been mining. I hope that I'm a diamond when he's finished. Free from struggles, unblemished, Lord, I just want to see heaven. I just want to see.
Oh, how I pray to be near thee, so still,
life. So, yes, knowing something. Always in the presence of his God. Oh, my God, my Lord, I prayed, offering you your word. I knew that you were here in the beginning because John told me so. But, Lord, my God, for me to be here at the end is the mightiest of all blessings. Let the angels sing. I wear the whitest of smiles watching my children sprout wings. And we're all flying high in this place called heaven. And we still sing the songs, yes, Jesus loves us. And that we love him, he already knows. And you know what? I think that I'll just fly right up to him and tell him so. Face to face in this place called heaven. Heaven. I just want to see heaven. Heaven. I want to see all of our loved ones up in heaven. All right. My brother Randy. Come on.
I don't know, that piece, it affects differently each time I've heard it. This may be the third time I've heard that piece. I've loved it equally each time. But this time it really touched me, your desire to actually see heaven. And that just solidifies the depth of your belief that there is a heaven. You know, you couldn't write anything like that if you didn't truly, honestly believe that there is a heaven. And at a time like this, it's kind of comforting because that also lets us know that for a fact that what Randy has in store for him. So, I appreciate that piece in this venue tonight, if you will.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through with that. Bam.
Absolutely. That was a very, very heartfelt piece, for real. Very real, very meaningful. And what a tribute to Cadence and to all the others that you've mentioned in that piece. When you get to heaven, you just want to see him. And I respect that, my brother. I respect that wholeheartedly. Thank you for that.
Thank you, my brother.
We're going to keep things moving right along because if you're still listening to us, you made it into the overtime segment of the show. So, we want to hurry up, and I don't mean hurry, but we want to make sure that everybody gets to be heard. So, my brother, if you don't mind hanging out in the Praise Lounge, we'll keep things moving right along.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you for real.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Heaven. That, every time I hear that, it just, wow. Anyway, we're going to keep things moving right along and ensure that everyone gets a chance to be heard. 713, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Emilia T. Davis.
All right. Greetings, Queen. Thank you for coming through and sharing Randy with us.
Pleasure. I had a piece I was going to do until I heard about all of this, and I want to speak my mind on this subject. There came a time when I found out about some negative things. And there was a person, oh God, how I loved that person. They were so dear to me. And we got into an argument about him. And they said to me, he asked for forgiveness. And in that split second, I was no longer angry. And I did my best to be understanding and kinder. But what his life has said to me is the same as that cross when he looked over at Jesus and said, please remember me. And I believe that speaks volumes to who Randy was, what he brought to our society of poets, and his testimony as a human being. Because as I have said on many occasions in my poetry, that it's not about going to church, it's not about the things you say, it's about the things you do. How do you live day to day? Who do you touch day to day? What positivity do you bring in other people's lives? And at the end of the day, Randy brought so much meaning to God's forgiveness, God's mercies, having a contrite heart of about your past problems and sins and whatever on, and he reached for God's hand and accepted his mercies. And as I said, at the end of the day, that speaks great volumes as to who he was and what he brought to this planet. And I believe certain folks were brought into Randy's life for him to truly understand God's love and mercy. And I believe they accomplished their goals in helping him to achieve what he needed to. And with that said, that's end peace.
Go ahead, Ben.
I was just going to say thank you for that. That's a lesson. There's a lesson to be learned there about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Go ahead, Paul.
You know, that piece, excuse me, it's not a piece, but her comments kind of convicted me to an extent too, that that's the type of spirit I'm supposed to have, to be, we're supposed to strive to be Christ-like. And so many of the attributes that Amelia spoke about are Christ-like. You know, I can't think of a better tribute to anybody. And I can't think of a greater challenge for myself. So thank you so much for that, Amelia.
My pleasure. So let us all come together more in love, understanding, and let us not judge others by their past, but what they do today and tomorrow. And with that said, much love, Kings. And my heart goes out to everybody at Epiphany, and especially Gina. Honestly, I will be keeping all of you in prayer, and I really, truly do feel so sorry for all of you having lost him. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mary. God bless you. Okay, we're going to keep things moving right along. Area 419. Area code 419. Who do we have on the mic? Welcome to the Inspiration.
Poet Meadows, Paul Sampson. This is Rebel Jones.
Hey, Rebel.
Uh-huh.
What's good, my brother?
You made it.
I did. Yes. I wasn't going to miss this. It was, but man, I wanted to talk about King's Cadence so bad. That was my dude. That was my brother. Like, we spoke so frequently up into the last 2 months when he was, like, really bad off health-wise. We used to speak several times a week. And, man, the conversations were not conversations that you have with just anybody, but somebody that can dig on a level spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally all at once. Like, we just traveled to other planes in conversations and just fed so much off each other's similar mind states. And I don't know, man. I don't have a bond with too many people like I had with Randy. And for selfish reasons, this is hard to do. But we do celebrate that the man was able to achieve his dreams yesterday by... He up there dancing right now, y'all. That's what he wants. He wants to be back on stage on his feet one day. He up there on that stage dancing and spreading that poetry, man. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the funny thing about our relationship was anytime before either one of us really posted a piece, we would call each other like, yo, I just wanted to run this by you and see what you think. We was always hitting each other up with new pieces we was writing. It's like we just valued what each other did so much. I don't know, man. Randy's a special dude. He's a special dude, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I do have a piece called Bare Soul.
Called what? I'm sorry.
And I wrote this after Clarence called me and told me the news. Almost immediately after this. Like, it just came to me. It just flowed through my hands like river water. I can't explain it, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and do my piece while I'm able to hold it together, because he's like, every time I've talked about Randy today, I've just melted down.
Yes, sir.
Before I started, though, I wanted to say, a year ago, another great poet that impacted my life also passed, and that was Paula Blocker, Stormy. And if it hadn't have been for her, I would have never met Randy. She introduced me to online open mics, because she knew I had a busy life. I was a busy dad, a busy husband. So she was like, you can't always make it to my open mics, but she was like, you can call into these shows. And the first show that I called in was the Storm's Cadence show. And I did a poem called These Hands, and that actually got me hosting shows on DSR. Like, it's just crazy how everything falls into place, but had two stars, went back home, and they both greatly impacted me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Robert, what was the name of your piece again?
Bare Soul.
Right. Michael Dorsky.
Thoughts of intruding and mass producing so fast I can't keep up to pick and choose them. Too many muses doing the muse things. My brain feels like it's being abused when too many get to talking at the same time. These fleeting, intriguing thoughts do help me bear my soul, though. So here we go as the pen begins to flow from an alien power so indescribable. He was a superhero, you know, a king who reigned over the vibration and beat, earning the title of Cadence King. The man had flow, you know, you could march to his verbal anything, often entranced in shared conversation, his mind was deep. He had certain understandings of how the life of a mind worked within. And after extra unordinary love and affection, empathy for others, and so much compassion, most of us could have learned a thing or two from him, what it really means to live and feel like a humane human being. He understood the superpower that comes with a fractured or broken mind and strength you can gain from suffering and pain. No wonder you were a king, for you found it within yourself to reign with might over these crippling things. Crippling indeed, and now you may achieve your dreams to stand again and dance in your cadence of poetry across this vast celestial seas, as you have been immortalized as more than man, but greatness legendary on this plane. This world is yours as your words help shape it, creating your share of beautiful and poetic art that reminds the rest of us all our daily struggles are surely worthy of facing daily. Rest in power, my brother. Thank you for waking up in eternity, Randy Sinclair Rogers, a.k.a. King of Cadence, with your looking ass. Death, that peace.
That's that piece for sure. That was very cool.
Yes, sir.
I can't even comment on the last word, right? Because you can feel
it's in the Bible.
And
in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
That's true.
It is. That's why I didn't really check it out. My kids say it and don't even think it's funny because it's in the Bible.
Right. There it is. There it is.
Absolutely. But it was a powerful tribute to Randy. And the flow that with which you shared it with us, it's obvious that that was one that was written from your spirit. Like you said, it just kind of came out when you was writing it. And
yeah.
It's obvious that it was.
Yeah.
You know, I did a collaboration one time with Randy called The Devil Inside, and he waited to hear my verse, and then he wrote his verse. And the way he picked apart my verse to, like, he truly understood what people were saying to such a deep level. He understood what people were feeling at such a deep level. And then he understood the psychology behind it, too. Like, the man was a powerful dude when it came to understanding other human beings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a rare talent.
I knew he was into comic books and like superpowers and superheroes. So him and I were actually, along with Clarence and a few other artists, we were actually trying to set up a team of superhero poets, like kind of like an independent label type thing, where it was like the X-Men of poetry, you know what I'm saying? Or just like the superhuman poets. We had a name and everything. It was the Scribes. But it was going to be dope. It was going to be dope.
Man.
You know, I think Randy
like
would
be
grinning with a big old Kool-Aid smile.
Yeah, you would.
Die.
My man.
If y'all brought that dream to fruition, I guarantee you, he would love it. I'm just saying.
That's true. That's truth.
Yes.
That's an awesome idea. That's an awesome idea. Rebel, we're going to keep things moving. I love that piece.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Sharing Randy with us. God bless you, sir.
Peace, y'all.
Peace, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, next on the mic we have none other than Venom. Welcome, King. How are you?
What's good, Venom? What's good?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing, man? This has been, you know, a rough weekend for me. And, you know, I lost several people and had services to go to and still, you know, and to get the news about my brother, you know, it really, man, it just kind of put it all in a nutshell that our people was dying, man. Our legends and our greatness of poetry are fastly leaving, you know. And
sure.
We need to make sure from this point forward, I'm just saying it, give people their flowers while they're alive, because you're not giving opportunity to live the next minute, the next second. We could be gone, you know. And
true.
You know, I truly will say I heard everyone's comments tonight, and Randy would have loved it, you know, all the pieces and everything.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, it just puts it in a nutshell that we as a people need to check on each other, you know. And if a person really knew Randy, you can have a conversation with him, and he was a very deep brother, you know. And I've had countless of conversations with him, man. And I've known Randy since 2009, you know, when I first met him. And it got to a point where, you know, everybody goes through stuff in life, and it's how you deal with it, you know, and who you surround yourself to make yourself stronger, you know. And, you know, he gravitated to poetry. He was a rapper, and he gravitated to poetry, and he took it. At like a relay, you know, and ran with it. And he brought to mind, man, pieces that I done when I first came to Facebook, and I didn't even know that he had saved them because he thought that they was dope to him. And I just heard what Mama O said, if you look at the inboxes and you can recall certain conversations you had with people, and, man, we talked about each other's pens like it was just the thing to do, you know. And we had a mutual respect for one another's ink and a love for one another, you know. I mean, and just like in a family, you may not see eye to eye, you know. And you know, he may get on your nerves, and I'll get on his nerves, and we talk it out, and we good again, you know. And we writing, right. You know. Let's push it. You know, and it's about the poetry. It's about the art, you know. And I really, man, don't miss that dude, because it is really, give me a minute, man. It's really going to reflect highly upon the legacy that he left for poetry in itself, because mm-hmm. the things that he's done, he's rocked the mic on different shows, on a whole lot of people's shows. He supported yes. poetry in its fullness, you know. Whether he was just there just in the studio, or he was there rocking the mic, he supported poetry, you know. And I will always be in debt to him as a brother, you know. That was my man, and you know, and I heard Rebel T, and I just had just mentioned about Stormy just yesterday, and I have our last phone text messages same way. Well, I have a text message from Stormy and from King's Cadence that we were on a three-way, and I got a phone call. I got the message. I got the whole thing, and it's like so eye-opening, man, that both of them people is gone, and we're losing our poets, man. And stay strong with each other, brothers. I mean, brothers and sisters, man. Sure. Check on the people, man. If you don't see them, you haven't heard from them, you don't know what's going on. I mean, ain't nothing but to reach out, man. I mean, it's better to reach out than to find out on Facebook that they not here, or find out months down the line that they done passed and you didn't get a chance to say nothing to them. We got to do better than that, you know. I mean, Randy deserved better. We love that dude, and we need to respect and show him the respect and honor of being a king that he was. And let's do that, man. Let's lift his name up high, man. Just as if it was hip-hop, we lifting up DMX, salute. We should salute all our fallen poets, man. All
yes,
of
sir.
Them. You know, because
yeah. yes, sir.
Their lyrics, their words, their pages that they put, their pen to ink, is something that can carry them and keep living, having them go on, you know. And I just want everybody to know, man, I mean, that was my dog, you know. We had a whole lot of real deep conversations about hip-hop, man, and I'm a West Coast dude, and he's an East Coast dude, and that's what we talked about, you know. We really had a serious vibe with each other on music. You know, I was a little bit – I'm a little older than him, but it was certain things that we discussed about hip-hop, man, that – man, he was knowledgeable, and I really was like on it. Like, yeah, this dude knows his stuff, and that was our bond, you know. I mean, we could talk about music, we could talk about hip hop in its early days, even up to the present. And he knew he would do music and say, man, what you think about this? He would write a piece. What you think about this? And then he got to doing his videos. What you think about this? And I'm like, man, he's talented. He was talented in every single way. And we just need to make sure, you know, that we continue to lift his name up. And him and Gina, Black Love. I don't care what nobody say. I've been saying it from the beginning when I very first met. I've known Gina maybe a little bit longer than I've known King. And Gina and King, when they got together, Storm's Cadence, and I first heard them together on the mic, I said, that's Black Love. The way that they worked together was so defyingly loving and caring about each other, and the way that they vibe with each other. And it's undeniable that there was something there with them, and that was truly, you know, impeccable. And I salute both of them as well for putting those pieces together that they did, and vibing with each other. So I just want to say thank you, brothers, for, you know, allowing this platform to happen.
Thank you, good brother, for coming and lending your part, man. You know, because each of us have got our differences, you know, about our interaction with King's Cadence, man. It's just refreshing to hear the lives that he's impacted. You know what I mean?
Right, right. It is, man. I mean, on the real, it is. I mean, he may not have known it, you know. He may not even thought about it, you know, because a lot of times he would doubt himself, you know. And
yes,
I would have to tell him, man, dude, you in the game. Like, come on, man, you know.
Right, absolutely.
It was on the real. Like, dude, I mean, you in the game, and he'd be like, no, man, and it's sometimes that's what we need is a kick in the butt, and then next thing you know, he writing something dope again, you know, or he doing an audio. What I love that he taught me, and I still haven't done it to the fullest the way that I want it, was the audio. Facebook audio, and him and Gina was the first ones that I seen to put it out like that and bring awareness that, hey, your voice can be heard, you know, and this is how you do it. And he showed me how to do that. And I will always be appreciative to him and for Gina as well, because they the ones who put it out there and made it happen. So you right on that, man.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You know, we said this a couple times tonight. I just know that Randy is so humbled and honored by the obvious impact that he's made in people's lives. And I'm sure he's completely clueless that he's had that effect on people, because that's the humility that Randy carried. But I am very, very sure he knows it now.
Right.
All right. So we truly appreciate you, Venom, for coming through, sharing.
Yes, sir,
your
my brother.
Tight into Randy. You know, and you know, this show is phenomenal, because I always thought Randy was a good dude, but then I hear different aspects of him from each of the callers, and he was a much better person than I even thought he was, and that's really taking it somewhere. So, you know.
Can I? Do you mind if I do this piece for him? Do you mind if I do this piece for him?
All right. What's the title?
I'm going to just call it Randy Sinclair Rogers.
All right. Mic is yours, Ken.
All right. He was the king of cadence, the soft-spoken spoken word slayer who had a way to display his talents, who transformed himself so others can bear his soul. You see, the man who was my hip-hop twin from the East, for I am the West. You see, we bumped head as to who was the greatest, Big Daddy Kane or Rakim. But in the end, we respected each other's artistry for their greatness. You see, the same was true for each other's pen. You know, we met back in 2009 on Facebook and we vibed with each other like a good book. We were truly the calm to my storm. That's what he was for me. As his voice just mellowed me out. Well, I was always hyped up, like I was in front of a crowd trying to be the hype man. You see, my homie and I, we had conversations as men, one that we hold deeply, that I will always hold deeply. It was an honor to produce a collab called Quarantine at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, we wrote lines, but he wrote some lines in that piece that was really sick. You see, I remember the first time I heard Storm's cadence. They were awesome. The way that him and Gina just worked together was magic. You know, let me just tell you people, his body of work was awesome. And then now, as we see today, his body may be lifeless, but the lessons that he inspired all of us to lift his name up high. Like the greatest of hip-hop, your name will carry on. Like the Phantom Bear, let me just tell you, you will be loved by many. And let me tell you, your battle, man, I know you were tired, but your battle is finally won. You can sleep now and sleep easy. Although you were given respect, you were given so much love down here on this earth. And let me just tell you, Ecclesiastes 9:5 comes to mind when I think that it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for that is the end of every man, and the living should take that to heart. But then when I think about my brother being able to not even be sick again, not even to be able to roam the earth as a person who can't do anything, but to roam the earth free of sickness, crime, and violence, and be able to be vibrant in health and young again. Revelation 21:4 comes to mind. It says, and he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more, because the former things have passed away. So I say, until we meet again in paradise, so you and I can write again, I salute you, Randy Sinclair Rogers, a.k.a. Bare Soul, and to you, and to me, and to you again, the king of cadence, my brother, Stinger is out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man.
What did drop your mic after you did that
piece, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all doing a wonderful job for doing this tonight, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'm going to sit back and listen.
All right, my brother.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Phantom. That was Phantom. I mean, the obvious impact of Randy is just phenomenal. And it's so obvious. So we're going to keep moving so we get everybody in. And next we have Eric Hoshi. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, this is Chris DeLoach. Can you hear me?
How are you doing, Chris?
It's a hard day for me, but actually being on here has helped me tremendously. Listening to everybody, you all knew him as my head is not here. As King Cadence, I knew him as Randy Sinclair Rogers, my big brother.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I'm just touched by all the love, you know, that everyone is giving here. And it just means the world to me and my family. I was with him on Thursday, and you know, I love them so much. And he taught me about the business, about like every, like I know two other people had said he was a rapper before he was a poet. And he, you know, I was 7 years old when he taught me how to kind of rap, you know. So it was just him being in the industry, and I'm in the entertainment industry as well. So I was telling him on Thursday that, you know, he taught me everything I knew. And just, it's like, I remember us fighting as kids, you know, he's a little bit older than me. I'm the next to the baby. So just, you know, him, us fighting, do what brothers do. And then just him being so talented. He's like one of the most talented people in the world. He wrote songs for me when I was little, you know, growing up. And I was hurting because I knew how talented he was, and I knew how he wanted to be seen on a larger platform. And then just listening to everything tonight, it was like this was his platform, and he's touched so many lives, and everyone got to hear his talent, and that means the world to me. So I just want to again thank all of you for the tribute. And I'm not going to talk too long because, yeah, I don't want to be crying or whatever, but thank you so much. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We're humbled and honored to be able to uphold our friend, your brother, in this matter.
Yes.
Let me thank you for your words. And I'm going to get you
You're
out
welcome.
Of here before you have me in here crying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
We've been doing good.
We've been doing good.
Gee, thanks, Chris. You've been coming in and broke us all.
I'm sorry. Well, it was coming and going, and I was like, please don't call on me when I'm crying.
Oh, man.
We didn't catch you when you were ugly with the snot coming out your nose and everything. So everything worked out
right, perfectly.
And now we're going to get rid of you before you have us all up here looking ugly.
Right.
But
right.
God bless you all.
God bless you too, man.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
You
God
too.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Know that you and your family are in all of our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Randy is our brother as well, so you're going to have to share him a whole lot more, okay?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing. I don't mind sharing him, and I love the fact that he was shared by so many people. So many people calling him brother and loved him and have all these amazing stories. That means so much. So yeah. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much for your work.
Sorry.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you, Chris. Okay.
Whew.
We've got two more callers, so let's get them in here. And we've got 15 minutes, so let me shut up. And 919. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic? Nine one nine, are you muted?
Hello?
Okay, we're gonna go on to the have him.
There we go.
919. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing,
hello.
My brother? How you doing?
Good, brother, how
we
you?
We are quite well, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm well. My condolences to the entire family and the family poetry and the loss of the brother.
Thank you, good brother.
Yes. Yeah, we all suffer that kind of loss in this life, you know. Very unfortunate.
Yes, absolutely.
Agreed.
Yes, sir.
And who are you, sir?
My name is Granville. I'm out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I perform here a couple of times.
Yes, Granville. Yes, yes, you have.
Yes, Granville, yeah. I perform in the last three poets you had on, I think it's Saturday night. No, Friday night. I perform here. Yeah, but I've been making myself a household name on this.
Yes, you have.
On this radio station. So.
And that's perfectly fine. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, thank you. So I'm gonna perform a piece for you. This piece is relevant to our present situation, called Beyond the Grave. The thought of my death is an insult to me. I am above this. This cannot be my fate. It is beneath me. I would remonstrate the indignity. Divinity does not becomes this. Rigor mortis and I should never be acquainted. The rigid fool I am befuddled. It disturbs me that I should have an end. Mortality, I am above it. The grave cannot contain me. It's a sham, a farce, a transition, a temporary thing, and it shall pass, for we are more than this. We are more than this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Granville. Appreciate you. Yes,
yes, sir. Wow. Very welcome, my brother. Very welcome.
A few moments. We have one more caller. We're trying to keep things moving, but we thank you for your tribute to our fallen brother.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome, my brother. Very welcome.
Thank you. For our final caller, we have Desire. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Desire.
How are you, Quinn?
How are you?
I'm blessed. I realized that Randy's world was huge. That dash between birth and your death means a lot. But I was praying earlier to see if I had the right words to express who Randy was. And listening to y'all tell the world how much he meant to you all, I can't even begin to put in a book or on page. I realized that I was selfish, that I thought that I knew Randy best than anyone else. And I realized Randy was a lot to a lot of people. I can't really put it into words. Even to witness, to hear y'all testify of the difference that he made in your life was amazing. I will love to hear it over and over when I go back and listen to it. I do have one final poem that he wrote that I saw on a nurse's board that he last poem. It says, even the withered flowers smile when the wind kisses them and lay them against the tree. In peace, Randy Rock.
Wow.
So I thought that he would definitely want y'all to hear his piece. Thank you all so much. Randy was the brain behind Desire. I am the voice. He took my words and shaped them for me. I will miss my best friend. Best friend. I love him so much. We loved him so much. And like I said, thank you all so very much from the bottom of my heart. Trust me, he is smiling so big. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Wow.
And you said it. You summed up the whole show, Desire, with I loved him so much. We loved him so much. And if I may add just a touch to that, is that he loved us so much as well. You know, I think we can all share in beauty of our seasons with Randy. And it's been such an honor to pay homage to such a wonderful man as Randy Sinclair Roger. Desire, thank you so much for coming through with your words. We really appreciate them.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Desire, we're going to put you in the praise lounge. We've got 8 minutes to get through everything before they shut us down. But thank you once again for your words, and God bless you, Queen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really quick, my brother Van, would you mind giving us the official rundown for the week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, Essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be the Honey Drippers with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night's going to be The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then Sunday night, we'll be right back here with The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Before I pray us out, Van, do you have any final words for our callers this evening?
Absolutely. Just continue to think about those moments where you did interact with King's Cadence and the impact that he has had on your life. Don't let it just burn out. Use it, because he would want you to use it. He was always about, how can we do this better? How can we be better? What can we do to make it better? What can we do? He was really big on bringing the poetry community together. So don't let that burn out. Please use that. Back to you, Paul.
And the only final word that I can really say right now for myself is ditto. I agree with everything that Van said. We just cannot let such a magnanimous soul as Randy disappear. Let's keep his Let's just keep him alive. And with that, if you all wouldn't mind going to the throne with me. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God. So much we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to share a season with Randy. Father God, I pray blessings. I pray peace. I pray strength to get through these moments for all of those that love Randy, particularly Nikki, Chris, and the rest of his family. Father God, he is gone from our presence and is now with you. And for that, we are grateful. We just ask that maybe, Father God, I don't know if this is protocol out of protocol, but Father, would you just let him know how much he was loved before he entered into your perfect love? Father God, I ask that as we leave each other's presence this evening, but never from your presence, that you would just be with each and every one of our callers and with the Epiphany family and the other radio families. Father God, that you would just uphold us and use us to continue to do your will. We love you, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for all that you have done. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding.
withholding nothing, withholding nothing.